The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Back with Alan and Robin here this morning, second hour of the show. We'll be giving the two Tackle Box Tim High Tide Tackle packages away this week. One was left over from last month. Our fellow that won it, our buddy Clay, said pass it on to the next generation. So we've been taking names of kids for a while. I think we've got a dozen of them or more that one of those youngsters will win a nice tackle package. And then the adult, regular listener tackle package will also be given away. And I think this year, I think this month is a striped bass package. And then last time was a bass tackle package. I'm pretty sure that's the way it is. So, and Robin will be doing that. You got all your numbers lined up, girl? Ready to go?
Not yet, but I'll have them.
Oh, I know you will. So, anything you want to talk about this hour?
Mm-mm.
Well,
I'm here.
Joe has a riddle for you.
Okie dokie.
Why do bees spend all winter in their hives?
All winter?
Mm-hmm. All winter.
Honey's frozen. They can't get out.
The reason that bees spend all winter in their hives, swarm.
Okay.
Ken and Glen Burnie, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I'd like to enter the contest.
All right.
Got it.
You are in.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I do have one question for you.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
I heard a few months ago that when they do the survey on the crabs that it was coming up short. Is that turning out to be true or not? Or
that's from what we hear. That's from what we hear. Most of the folks that you're buying crabs from this time of year are still using crabs from Louisiana, mixing them in. Probably, I would say 75% Louisiana crabs, 25% Maryland crabs. Now the crabbing has improved up north of the Bay Bridge, but it always does August through October. So it's their time of year up that way. But the market is such that crabs from out of state have made such an impact here in Maryland that we've gotten used to crabs from the south. I see there's one truck in particular, and it's more than one truck. It's a company that that does, I would say, 100% of its crabs from Louisiana. I see them all over the shore. I see them all over the western shore, one particular company. And that's what they do. They just bring they have a fleet of trucks that goes to the docks in Louisiana, buys them, and brings them north. So it's a high percentage of out of state crabs coming into Maryland, even in the heat and heart of the crab season here. So
I really don't ask the supplier that we get them from. We get them steamed locally here.
Sure.
I really haven't asked where he gets them from, but we haven't noticed a real difference.
No, there really isn't.
We haven't gotten many this year, but they've tasted good.
We've got. What do you mean we haven't gotten any?
We haven't gotten many.
Oh, many. Not you. No, we haven't.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we've only gotten I think crabs twice this year.
And we usually have them like every other week in
yeah.
the summer.
Yeah, we've cut yeah, back a little
here.
Bit as well. Price the
same
price
here.
Is the price is crazy. You know,
it's just so. Can't.
Well, we just cut back instead of getting a couple dozen, you just get 8 or 10 or 6 or something.
That's right. That's
we've been
right.
getting a dozen and splitting. So.
Yeah, we split a dozen. But that's pretty much on par for
it's,
us.
It's right. We eat about 6 crabs. And
we're done. Yeah.
But
okay.
If I really
enjoy
today,
your show.
I'm going for my limit.
You're going for your limit today? All right. Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Have a great day.
See you later.
You
thank
too.
You. All right. Ted in Catonsville. Good morning, Ted. How are you?
Good morning to my favorite couple for Saturday morning.
Good morning.
Glad to hear it.
What I have is a great mystery.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
I've
I heard, love mysteries.
I've heard people speak about smoking feet, smoking food on a barbecue.
Uh-huh.
I've got a Traeger Gerald. Forgive the drop of the name.
That's all right.
And it, just use it as a regular barbecue. But I'd like to expand into smoking meat.
Okay.
Can you explain to me about smoking?
Yeah,
he's just learning himself.
I'm learning
doing
myself,
pretty good.
But what I can understand is smoking is done on indirect heat. In other words, the pellets, I'm guessing, in your case, are heated in a chamber, and the meat is on the grill that is heated by the pellets or the charcoal that is not directly under it. So what you do is you put a pan of water under the, for example, let's say you're going to smoke some a rack of ribs. You put a pan of water under your rack of ribs. Your smoke from your indirect source enters the main part of the grill. And as it heats through the entire chamber, the smoke flavor comes into the meat, and the heat cooks it. The water helps to keep the meat moist, and that type of that's kind of the process that I understand. Now we watch these barbecue contests on TV. If you've ever seen that, there's a lot of methods there that those folks use that you know that are competing. But it's basically the same thing. It's all indirect heat. That you want to use to smoke the meat, and you can buy a smoker. A smoker, basically, an individual device just dedicated to smoking. You put the meat on the racks, you put the fire in the bottom, you put the water under the meat, and the smoke fills the chamber, and the smoke and the heat cook the meat, not directly being impacted by the coals. If you understand what I mean. You know what I mean? You put a fire on a gas grill or a charcoal grill where you load the basket with charcoal and the grill heats up and you put your steak or whatever right on the surface of the grill. That's direct grilling. Smoking is a whole different deal.
And, I guess I'm going to have to go down and talk to your one sponsor who sells those grills.
Oh yeah, they're good. They're
and see what they can tell me because. Technically, the grill I have smokes anyway,
uh-huh.
But it's only smokes at a lower temperature. So I normally when you do hamburgers, you do a high temperature.
Right.
So you lose the smoke advantage.
Right.
So I was just wondering.
Alan's has a we have a what a grill that has a gas grill, charcoal grill, and it's got a smoker attached.
It's got a side box where I put the
smoke in the side box,
yeah,
and then it comes into the grill.
Charcoal in the box on the side, and the fire there, and then the meat is on the rack on the charcoal side, but there's no charcoal underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
Indirect heat. So the heat comes through the adjacent firebox, but is not directly underneath the meat. It's the meat is off the heat source.
You're eating with the hot air instead of the...
Exactly. Yes, exactly. It's cooking with the hot air. Of course, the grill gets warm. You know, the grill itself gets hot. But then that imparts a smoke to the meat.
Okay, I think that answers the question. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful weekend.
Well, I'm no expert, but I do know that you do not, when you're specifically heating something, you are smoking something, you use indirect heat. So
it's low and slow.
Low and slow, and you know, you let it smoke for way more hours than you would do just a normal cooking.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Good.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yep.
Get out and stay out, right?
Yeah,
that's
you got
right.
it, buddy. Yep, you got it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
In the backyard with his smoker.
What's that?
In the backyard with his smoker.
Yeah, get out and stay out in the backyard with your smoker. Sure, why not? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. If you need anything for fishing or crabbing, or you need anything for hunting, you need a license, you need a scope for your gun, you need a brand new firearm, well, you can depend on Clyde Sports Shop because they've been doing it a long, long time. Waterfowl season, dove season's coming in here shortly. Excuse me. Didn't mean to cough in your ear, folks. Let me tell you about a couple of Brownings that Clyde's has. They've got the newly designed BPS. That stands for Browning Pump Shotgun. Has a larger trigger guard, matte blue finished barrel, forged machined steel receiver. What I like about the BPS is it has bottom ejection with a satin finish walnut stock, pump action stock. And what the bottom ejection is nice is when you're waterfowl hunting and there's several of you in the blind, you're not catching, you know, the shells from the guy on your left jacking the shells out, you know, into your lap or into your face or into your side. Bottom ejection puts them right in the bottom of the blind, and you don't have them flying all over the place. They do have both wood and synthetic models available, and that's the BPS, Browning Pump Shotgun, available. The A5 is the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in mossy oak shadow grass blade camo, a fiber optic front sight. The humpback receiver, just like your grandfather's Browning had, ergonomically balanced with recoil-operated kinematic drive, not the gas-operated system, recoil-operated, which makes it very soft to shoot. An autoloader shotgun with a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee. And one more, for the upland shooter, the dove shooter who likes a little challenge, the dove shooter Saturi models. The 725 Sporting Saturi, the Saturi CXT, and the Saturi White Lightning. This is an over-and-under shotgun with a perfect blend of beauty and performance. The CXT is the leading over-and-under for generations, and all Saturi shotguns feature chrome-plated chambers, the triple trigger system, backboard technology, and Invector Plus choke tube system. See them all at Clyde Sports Shop. As I mentioned, the address, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108. ClydesFishingGear.com is the website. Open 7 days a week. How about that? Do you have that beautiful fireplace that you never use? We did, too. It's just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. And, yes, they do carry Traeger barbecue grills with, you know, the smokers and the indirect heating and the pellets and all that. And, you know, you can smoke something from your phone. You can be anywhere. You can set the settings on your phone. You hit the Bluetooth on your phone, and it sends a signal to the stove. So you can go shopping and not worry about your meat on the grill. Robin and I selected an EX35 gas fireplace insert to fill that hole in the wall. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they have provided us with great service and follow-up. We enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries two brands, Enviro and Regency. And you should act now before the fall rush because it's going to get cold here soon. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom so you'll be ready for the future cold weather. It'll be here sooner than you think, right, Robin? Can you tell me it's like 4 months till Christmas?
Yes, at the beginning of Thursday was.
Thursday, yeah. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billies. Open 7 days a week. Stop by this weekend. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Let's go to Clay in Owings Mills. Hey, Clay, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Alan and Robin. It's nice to see your smiling face this morning.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, you mentioned the copperheads earlier.
Yeah.
I had a story. I was hiking out into this lagoon out at Loch Raven. It was about a mile walk back this trail,
right,
with a buddy, and I'd always heard copperheads smelled like cucumbers,
right?
And while I never got close enough to take a sniff of one, I never knew if that was true. Walking back the trail, I suddenly just froze, and my buddy ran into me. I smelled such a powerful smell of cucumbers, I figured we must be almost right on top of a nest of them because we had a rock wall one side of it and a drop off on the other side. I said, let's get out of here. I don't want to go any further. So it's true. They do smell like
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And you were very, very wise to make that move, especially if it was that powerful.
Definitely. Hey, I heard down home we used to have property on the Marshy Hope.
Right.
And that's a big sturgeon breeding ground, not breeding, hatching ground. They come up there because it's a warm, shallow river with a gravel bed.
That's correct.
And they like the warm water and all that.
Sure.
Well, I heard that there's a plan to build a huge salmon farm, undercover salmon farm down near Federalsburg, which I thought is a good idea. That's fine. Until I found out that they're going to be dumping millions of gallons of cold water a day into the Marshy Hope. What's that going to do to the sturgeon?
Well, I
they
think
don't
that
like cold water.
No, they don't. You're absolutely right, and I think that Maryland Department of the Environment and others have the. You know, I'm not sure where the permitting part stands. I don't know what's happening with that. I don't know if that's a great idea or not. I haven't looked at the issue. It's been nuts the last couple of weeks. I'm so far behind on some other stuff, but that is one issue I want to look at. And I know that some of the environmental groups are opposing this. They're calling it a pollution level, but I don't know if it's because of the cold water or because of whatever might be in that water that they plan on discharging. So.
Well, there is a chemical. I don't recall what it is, but there is a chemical that's created as it's like a side effect from the salmon farming that would also be pumped out in the Marshy Hope. I don't know if that's a danger or not. I haven't read very much about that.
Right.
It doesn't sound good.
Right.
No, it doesn't. I mean, Marshy Hope is a cool river. I love going down there.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that's the only place in Maryland where the sturgeon spawn.
It is. It is exactly the only place in Maryland where sturgeon spawn, and there's an ongoing effort there that's a partnership with, I think, University of Delaware. I actually worked on that sturgeon program. I accompanied the people that worked on this sturgeon program several years ago. I think we had just met, hadn't we?
Just started dating,
and I went out that summer on the Marshy Hope, and there were some sturgeon in the river that had been already had tracking devices installed, and we could pick them up. Through the telemetry on the boat, we knew they were in the area. We knew we were close to them, and we were trying to recapture them. We were never able to do that, but the way it works is they get these sturgeon, they find them, and then they set the gill nets out, and they try to recapture them and see what's happened with them and that type of thing. And we had several hits on the telemetry. We just weren't able to capitalize on our information that day, but we knew there were several different sturgeon in the river because they had different signals, that they picked up.
I didn't know all that. I know it is protected. I've seen the buoys out there. I know it is protected. So I would imagine that there will be a real serious uproar if this plan goes any further. I know I wouldn't be happy about it.
Right. And I don't know if there's been any public comment period or anything yet on it. So I'll try to catch up on that here in the next week or so.
awesome.
All right.
Okay. And, good luck on the drawing later on. I'm looking forward to hearing who wins it.
All right. Well,
yeah, there's some excited kids out there.
There'll be
really
some excited kids
it.
Out there. We hope. How many we got all together? Like 11 or 12?
Yep.
I can't remember.
13.
So.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
That's great. I'm glad because the last time I listened, I couldn't listen last week, but the last time I heard, there were only like two. I was like, come on, kids.
Oh, no, there's quite a few. There's quite a few.
Yeah, parents have got to get involved, and they got to get their kids out and doing this kind of stuff.
Yep.
It's the best stuff for them.
And it's absolutely.
It's the best bonding time for families, you
it
know?
It is.
Yeah, it is. Definitely.
All right, Clay. Thanks,
right.
buddy. Take care.
Thank you.
I'll be listening, and when we come up with the muzzle loader contest over the winter, I'll definitely be involved in that.
That sounds wonderful.
That sounds good. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. There he goes. Let's talk to Randall. Good morning, Randall. How are you?
Hi, Randall.
Randall, hello.
Randall, if you can hear us, give us a call back.
Hang on a minute. What'd you say, Aaron? Randall, give us a call back.
I was looking forward to talking to you.
Yes, indeed. Some people can't
hold on,
and I understand it, you know. So, all right. Well, before we do Lee and Towson, I think we're going to do the drawing, right, Robin?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, Robin, you have the floor. It's all yours.
Okay, the adult winner is Lee Hale.
He's on the air.
Huh?
Lee's on the air. Lee's on hold.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. And Tackle Box Tim is on as well. Good morning, Tim. How
Hi,
are
Tim.
You?
Good morning, Robin and Alan. How are you this morning?
Doing well.
Doing good.
I didn't ask your question. It's been a little busy here.
That's okay. Not a problem. But the question was twister tail grub, tail up or down?
Yeah.
And to me, there is no right answer. It's personal preference. But I like it down because sometimes that twister tail, if it's up, can get snagged on the hook and it'll be ineffective. And two, if it's down, you can dust up the bottom as it's coming along.
Ah, okay. Good job. Well, did you hear the winner of the adult contest?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear who the winner was in the adult giveaway?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Lee Hale.
Oh, my goodness. We'll have to catch up with Lee.
Yeah, Lee he's on hold right now. So.
All right.
Sure, go ahead.
Sooner or later.
What's that?
I said I knew it was going to happen sooner or later, Lee winning.
Lee is on. He's
Hi,
on
Lee.
The air. Hey, Lee, how are you? Congratulations.
Tackle Box,
Hey.
He finally won. How about that?
I finally won.
Yeah.
My kids will be the ones using them.
No, that's not allowed.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you. Hey, I admire your paintwork on your lures, dude. They're absolutely beautiful.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. You put together a great product. I'm excited. I'm excited.
Good deal. Good
that sounds
deal.
Great. Yeah, man.
Very
good. Deal's right.
So. Hey, I'm glad Lee is on board here because I want to share this with a lot of people. 55 years ago, last past Thursday, was one of the greatest fishing days in my family history. My father caught a 29-pound, 14-ounce rockfish.
Wow.
A 67-pound, 7-ounce cobia. And a 7-pound, 10-ounce weakfish down in Holland Straits.
I thought he was going to say a 7-pound,
10-ounce.
In one day. I am looking at the Fishing in Maryland citations as we speak.
That is pretty
That's really
wild.
Cool.
And on the back of each of these citations, he has the gear that he caught it on, what time of day it was, what the tide was doing. Really, really neat to have for family fishing history.
That is tremendous. Very cool. I wish I would have kept those kind of records with my dad and I, which I did not. So,
As 55 years ago, I was home in diapers at 2 years old. But
when you said he caught a 7-pound 4-ounce, I was waiting for baby boy, not weak fish.
No. I was about 2 years old at that time. So. Man, that would be great to have a time machine for.
That's for sure, Bob.
How old were you when you caught your first fish?
I was probably 8 years old, down on a old ferry boat dock in Whitestone, Virginia.
Wow.
Little Norfolk spot.
Nice.
My first fish I caught was a big giant. Wish I knew how many pound. I was only 5 years old, 4 years old. Snapping turtle. Scared me to death.
I bet.
But they pulled it in. I can still remember. I had to be 4 or 5 because I can remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That area down in Virginia was the area where my father grew up during his summers. That was the area where his mom's folks were from.
Got it.
The middle peninsula, and we would go down every once in a while and do overnight trips and sit on the pier. And,
nice.
At that point, I'm 8 years old, and it's 2 in the morning and I'm sleep fishing.
Sure. I was
Alan's still sleep fishing.
Yeah, I still sleep fish. I was 6. I was with my dad. He had just gotten into fishing. He outfitted me, and we were fishing on the Penn State campus in Altoona, Pennsylvania, a little place there where they ice skated. They called it the Warming Dam. I have no idea why they called it the Warming Dam. But I remember standing there on the rocks and putting my little piece of night crawler down in, and I was catching little tiny sunfish and bluegills and rock bass and all that stuff. Whatever was in there, I was catching it. And that was the first day, and that was the day that got me hooked. So.
And that's usually all it takes.
Yep, it does. I specialized in that kind of fishing for a long time when I was a kid. 6-foot cast out in the, just off the bank, and catching a lot of those little fish until I got big enough to actually be able to cast a rod and reel, and and we fished on the Juniata River, a lot of fishing on the Juniata River, fishing on the lake at Glendale Lake at what was the name of the state park, Pennsylvania. Anyway, that's me. I digress. So, but Tim, would you like to hear who the junior winner is?
Oh, absolutely.
Robin, are you ready?
I'm ready. Junior Ribble, the junior winner was number 2, Liam Barnes.
Liam Barnes is the winner.
Liam Barnes.
Liam Barnes.
Yep.
How about that? We got his picture. He's a cute little kid.
He's a cute kid. Adorable.
Nice.
Yeah, we got we'll send it to you. We got a picture of him catching a fish.
Yep.
So. Very nice.
Hey, very cool. Yelly.
Robin.
Yeah.
Is there any chance I could throw my prize in with the kids? Could Robin draw another one for the kids, and I'd like to donate mine to the kids package?
We can do that.
Another one for the kids.
Give me just a minute, and you got
just
it.
Just a minute.
Hold on.
Yeah. Go ahead. As Tim knows, I got a few fishing lures in my basement.
I'm guessing you do.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
Here we go. Winner number 2.
Number 7. Number 7 is... Number 7. Da, 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 da. A whole bunch of kids.
Oh, you'll have to pick one.
No, it isn't. No, it is Ken Thielen's grandkids. Brandy Squibb, Jamie Squibb, Nathan.
They were supposed to be separate entities.
Well, guess what? They all get to share.
Okay.
And Sweet Trinity. You didn't tell me that when I wrote the numbers down.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, we'll send them a package, and they can fight over it.
No, they can't fight. They can take turns, or they can split it up.
All right. We'll do that.
Okay. I'm sorry, Ken. Alan did not tell me I was supposed to draw them separately.
Well, that's okay. And what we're going to do with this one is, since Lee is so charitable, we're going to get that out to those kids, and Lee's going to get some stuff anyway, because as much as he has in his basement, I know he does not have any high tide lures.
Oh, I got it. All right.
Well, we got a bunch of lucky people. We got Ken Thielen's grands.
I don't have any of the good stuff.
Yeah.
You don't have any of the good stuff.
He doesn't whack them with what he's got right now.
Of course, of course.
I'll tell
you what, Tim. We'll do one better. Okay, we'll do one better.
Here we go.
Put another tackle package together, and we'll send Ken's grandkids, those four grandkids, we'll send them two separate packages, and I'll pay you for them. How's that?
That sounds like a plan.
All right.
That sounds good.
I'll get all that together for you. Since Robin drew four names on one ticket.
If you hand me a thing, and it
we'll
all
says... We'll make sure there's enough in
there's
there
enough tackle, all right.
To fish with something.
Sounds good.
There's a bunch of lucky kids here in all Maryland right. this week.
Hey, guys, thank you for your participation today. Congratulations, Lee. Thank you, Clay, for your generous donation. This turned out to be something really good. And we got to move along because we have a very special caller on the line. From New Zealand. So let's
talk to you all soon.
We'll
okay,
talk
thanks,
to you
everybody.
Soon. Thank you. Richard, how are you doing over there in New Zealand, buddy? Hello, Richard. Hello, Richard. Oh, nuts. Well, Richard, if you're still listening, give us a call back. We'll get your call in there. How's that sound? Sorry so much. Because it's like 11 o'clock at night over there. So... Yeah, we went a little too long. But that's okay. We got a lot of kids some fish and tackle.
Yes, I think it's wonderful.
Yes,
I
indeed.
Really do.
Yes,
and
indeed.
I just heard from the grandfather of the other, and he said his grandson is going to be super-duper happy.
Indeed. And Ken, just his grandkids, he was listening too, so his grandkids are all going to get to share some tackle.
So we are very, very blessed. That kind of stuff makes me happy. That makes me want it. I'm so glad I got out of bed this morning.
Yeah.
Besides
indeed.
The fact, Alan said, I can't pick a number by myself. You got to get up.
That's true. It's true. Well, Richard, if you're listening, give us a call back. I'm so sorry we missed your call because it's so rare that we get to hear from Richard in New Zealand.
Yes.
But just too much stuff going on here. Not all good stuff.
All good stuff all today.
All good stuff. So maybe he'll give us a call this week or next week. So anyway, where are we here? We probably need to do our last break. Am I right? Or middle break or some break somewhere, correct? You did. Okay, great. Well, let's talk about Spurrier's Tire Service. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals here get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama and others, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, up to the big old giant pickup trucks, up to the, you know, supercharged automobiles, down to the smallest compact. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and even wheelbarrows. So, tire repair and full-service automotive repair, including, you know, when the check engine light comes on and maybe it's your air conditioner. If your air conditioner needs service, they can diagnose that problem and fill that with coolant if you need it in all this hot weather. They have a 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service right here in town. Love it. Cypress Creek Archery up in Millington has a combined experience of 150 years of bow technology. These guys know what they're doing when it comes to installing accessories or setting up your bow. They do handle a number of bows. The Matthews bows, the Mission crossbows, the Matthews VX3, Hoyt, PSE, crossbows, Bear. They got accessories by Trophy Ridge and Easton Arrows. They have all types of broadheads and scents and just a lot of stuff. Custom arrows and strings, the largest full-service archery pro shop on Maryland's Eastern Shore. It's Cypress Creek Archery, 32719 Cypress Road in Millington, Maryland. They've tuned bows for me. Very satisfied with the what they've done. 410-928-3871. 410-928-3871 for Cypress Creek Archery. Make sure you stop by before the bow season. And that's where Cypress Creek is hosting a measuring event next Saturday from 10 to 2 for bucks, bears, stags. If you have a nice deer you'd like to get measured, want to know what the score is, bring them up there. You can get them entered into the record book if it qualifies. How about that? All right. Let's see who else I got to talk about. Backyard billies. Backyard billies. You know, summertime is waning, but plenty of time to get in the backyard or get on the deck. Maybe you like to grill in the fall and the winter like I do. I don't like to grill in the 90-degree heat. So there's a giant selection there of colorful poly and hardwood and outdoor patio furniture, tables and chairs. They have over 300 Adirondack chairs in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find gym sets for the kids and tiki bars for the adults and storage sheds for all your accessories. Backyard Billy's Backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom, you'll check out the barbecue grills by the previously mentioned Traeger pellet grill, the grill smoker, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings for the outdoor bonfire, if you like, and you can browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And I got to mention Clyde's Sport Shop one more time. Anything for fishing, hunting, crabbing, the outdoors, they've got optics, they've got muzzle loaders, they've got bow accessories, arrows for the arrows and broadheads and all the scents and lures and all that stuff. That's going up, as far as I know, this weekend, for the archers, for the bow hunters. They've got a huge selection of knives, accessories, a little bit of clothing, handguns, optics with scope installation and bore sighting available. They've got licenses. Am I missing anything, Robin? Crab steamers? You don't know.
Rope.
Rope. They do have rope for trot lines if you want to build your own, that's for sure. And they have pre-assembled trot lines, too. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Rope.
Well, you asked me off the cuff.
Good grief. Stop by or visit ClydesFishingGear.com. Make sure you stop by and say hi to all the guys and Mr. Clyde, too.
And ask for your rope.
Ask for rope. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes an on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Talk to Henry. Good morning, Henry. How are you?
Okay. I'm having my first experience with fish is getting goldfish in like Woolworks at different department stores.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I used to do that at all kinds. Some of them grow to the point that you probably could eat them, could you? Was that in the reality? they weren't made to eat. And then, different places around, like the Bay, Cherry Hill, places like that. So, lakes.
Sure.
Yeah, we couldn't get our grandkids goldfish to grow.
Uh-huh.
No, they didn't make it.
No, they didn't make it. So.
So the aquariums, I mean, they grow long, don't they? They all kinds.
Yeah, if you can keep them alive.
Yeah.
Well, all a goldfish is, and I hate to say this to all you folks that keep koi and pay a lot of money for them.
Carp.
They're basically a carp. Yeah, exactly.
They are carp.
Well, they are
carp.
Yeah, they're very brightly colored carp, no question.
Uh-huh.
You
could get a bunch of them in a bag, plastic bags and things like that.
Yeah.
My grandmother always did it.
It was the thing at one time.
You got it.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Henry.
Thanks,
have a good
Henry.
Day.
Have
yep.
a good one.
Bye-bye. Caught my first fish in a net at Woolworths.
Hey, I think I might. No, I got my. I can tell you where I got my first goldfish.
Where?
At the PG County Fair, behind the Woolworths, okay? Or the Kreskes, actually.
Kreskes, yeah. Kreskes. SS Kreskes. Yeah.
And my grandmother won it for me with a ping pong ball.
Good for her. Let me tell you about my experience at SS Kreskes. You know, they all had the little lunch counters.
Oh, I love the lunch counters.
Well, I'm sitting there, and a guy ordered a Coke, right? And the waitress, or whatever you would call her, set his Coke down. And he looked at her, and he said, "May I have a straw?" And she took a paper straw, plastic straw, in the paper.
Did they have plastic straws?
Yeah,
they had paper straws.
No, they had plastic straws, okay, in the paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you crush the paper down around the straw? She crushed the paper down around the straw, stuck the straw in her mouth, pulled it out of the paper, and stuck it in the guy's drink.
Back then.
The guy looked at her and said, "Could I have another straw?" She said, "Why? What's wrong with that one?"
I got to say this. I'm sorry. Okay.
All right.
The one thing that was really fun at our Kreskes, I guess it was.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Woolworth. I think it was Kreskes.
Yeah, Kreskes.
You would pick a balloon off the wall.
Right.
And it would tell you how much you could get a hot fudge sundae for after you were done your meal.
I remember that.
And we were always trying for like the 5 and 10 cent ones.
Of course.
Or maybe it's a penny. I don't remember. Back then it was different because a hot fudge sundae probably cost 10 cents back then.
Right, right, right.
But my grandmother would take us there. Oh, my God, it's such a good memory. Such a good memory.
Yep.
And I get either tuna fish on toast or a grilled cheese.
Wow.
Yep. Mm. God, this is a good. You just made my day, Alan. So
good.
And actually, Henry, you made my day making us think about it. So thank you very much.
That's right. Sure.
You never know what you're going to get out of a conversation.
Nope.
You have something you got to say.
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah, big shout out to our buddy Clay for starting that whole thing.
Well, John asked us to send one.
John B. did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yep. Clay, thank you so much. And you did start something good here. Maybe we'll make this just a youth deal.
Pay it on. Pay it forward.
Pay it forward, yeah.
Anybody who wants to pay something forward, let us know. We're always willing to give something away.
Exactly. Robin.
But, oh, it's my turn. Everybody, get out, stay safe, and blast it. Take a kid.